from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's game day WIP afternoon show. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch, rather. All the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find locations at chickiesandpeets.com. With us all season long on Fridays at 4 o'clock, Jaws, Ron Jaworski. Appreciate having you, man. Thank you for joining us.
Gentlemen, always great to be with you breaking down the Eagles' regular season opener. Look forward to great things.
Now, you are not in Brazil, right? You are right here. Any FOMO? Do you wish you had gone down?
No, none.
Right there with you.
Hey, the first thing I remember was reading it was a 10-hour flight, and I said, no, I'm not up for that. So I'm actually heading over to Comcast SportsCenter. I'll be doing the Eagles' pregame show and the postgame show. So I'll be in the confines of a nice, comfortable area.
So, Jaws, this is a pretty basic and general question, but I'm curious, what does your gut tell you? What kind of season do we see from Jalen Hurts this year? If you had to put money on it, what do we see?
I think he'll have a better season than last year. I don't think it will start out in a very fast way. And I say that nothing against Jalen, because I think he's terrific. But I think when you learn a new system, it takes time. And you know, he didn't play the preseason games once again, which I always disagree with. I think a quarterback needs to play some in the preseason, particularly with training camp only being 18 days and you don't have the offseason workouts. It's hard to step in a new system, with a new coordinator, and have everything happen automatically. So I wish he would have played more in the preseason. But I think there's obviously great talent on offense, and that's going to help him. But it just takes time. I played 17 years in the NFL, a lot of different systems. And when you change systems, it doesn't happen automatically. It takes time and patience.
You know, Jaws, we've talked a lot about there being a lot of weapons on offense, and surely they do. But one challenge is making sure, specifically AJ Brown and Saquon Barkley, who are used to getting the ball a lot, making sure everybody's happy. How much of that lies on Kellen Moore? How much of that lies on Jalen Hurts? How much of that lies on Nick Sirianni?
Well, I hope it's really unimportant. I don't think you need to feed a single player. I think it's all about winning. And I think if you have a focus on making sure Saquon gets his touches, make sure AJ gets his catches, to make sure Smitty gets his balls thrown to him, I've never felt comfortable in advocating for that kind of system. I think you have to do whatever it takes to be successful. There may be games where Saquon's going to see the ball 25 times. There may be games where they're going to throw it 50 times. And I think it's game plan specific what you're going to do with each individual player. The fact is he has a lot of weapons to throw to, a lot of weapons to hand off to. I think the offense is going to be very, very dynamic. Mm.
when you look at this offense, Jaws, you just talked about how a quarterback can struggle sort of to pick up a system, and it just doesn't happen that easily. As an offense, would you sort of lean more on Saquon, at least in the early portion of the season, this first game? Certainly would be a lot easier to sort of establish a running game versus some of the different things you would do in the passing game.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Like, I think I want to see this team become a physical football team. You know, maybe I'm old school and you're probably a little bit thinking like I do. Like, I think you have to have a physical presence from your offensive line and the running game. Because at the end of the day, you know, the dynamic plays do come out of the pass game, the explosive plays out of the pass game. But the teams, you know, they can win the game by running the football, milking the clock, controlling, you know, the line of scrimmage, are the teams that eventually move on to the Super Bowl and become world champions. Play good defense, run the football, control the clock, and dynamic explosive plays out of the pass game. To me, it's always been a formula. But I've always believed you have to be a physical football team. And I think last year, they're going to defense side of football. I thought we lost that physicality. Particularly at the end of the season, we know it was awful at the end of the season. Our defense couldn't tackle; they're getting pushed back, and that's what I'm going to watch primarily close tonight. Our defensive line is going to be key to me.
One last thing for me on the offensive side of the ball: the working relationship with Cam Jurgens and Jalen Hurts, that quarterback center position. There's been talk this offseason about the issues with picking up the blitz last year, and Jalen basically saying he was told not to worry about it. That Jason would handle it, but now he's going to have a little bit more of a role in that and deciding that. How does that dynamic work with the quarterback in the center, and how do you think it's going to work with Cam and Jalen this year?
Well, whoever makes a save in that the quarterback and the center have to make it work, that would be an incorrect statement. They have to work together, number one. But when you decide to adjust and pick up blitz, it's not only about the quarterback and the center and who's going to pick up who. It's wide receivers reading the blitz. It's tight end receiving the blitz. It's a back, you know, reading the blitz, and it's a hot. So it's just not a simple answer. Oh, well, they got to make all the right calls. That'll fix all the problems. That would be the wrong statement to make. To stop teams from blitzing, you must have sight adjustments built into your offense. In other words, if you can't pick it up, you got one to block two. No matter how good the system is, one's coming free. That means a wide receiver has to break his adjustment, or a tight end has to break and make an adjustment. So it's never one thing. That's why blitzes are so complicated. But I like the fact that Jalen will have more, you know, authority now, be more authoritative in making these calls. So he will definitely know. If he's making the call, he will definitely know where the hot is. Sometimes if your center's making the call, if Jason's making the call, he may not get that call. You know, Jason's looking at his offensive lineman. Cam Jurgens may look at his offensive lineman. So I like the fact that Jalen will now be more active in making the calls. He will know where the hot is by the fact that he makes the call.
Okay.
We're talking to Ron Jaworski. Jawsy, we were talking about Cam Jurgens. It's an interesting situation in that he is a first-year starter at center, but he has been in the building and he has played with them, which obviously gives him an advantage, having played for Stoutland, having played with Jalen, all those sorts of things. How long until he, I guess, feels comfortable where he is? What is the ramp-up period for a player in his position?
Mike, I don't think there is any ramp-up period. He's got to step in and play center. He did a really good job last year playing right guard. In college, he was a great center. He came out and was drafted as UPA center. He's not as nimble as Jason Kelce was. I don't think you'll see that dancing bear out on the perimeter like you do with Jason Kelce. But clearly, as far as what Stoutland likes to do with his offensive line, it's a mauling physical offensive line. So I think in some degrees, Cam Jurgens is a better fit than Jason Kelce when you talk about the physical game. But let's get real here. Jason was not a physical guy. He was an athletic guy.
Yep.
You know, moving over to defense, obviously you said it'll take a while for the offense to settle in, new coordinator. We have a new coordinator on defense, too, and not nearly as much talent. Like, what are we going to see for the first half of the season? I'm actually terrified, to be honest with you.
I'm chuckling with you, Spike.
Yeah. I realistically, is it till midseason before, if they are going to be a good sort of mid-pack at least defense, does it take to the middle of the season to get there with as much change as they have?
I sure as hell hope not, but it's going to take some time. You know, it's a new system. And by the way, the Vic Fangio hire is a spectacular hire. Vic has been around 40 years in this game as a defensive coach. He was coaching the Philadelphia Stars, the USFL, when I was playing quarterback for the Eagles. So I got to know Vic very well when we were both a lot younger. and he's been around this league. I know coaches around this league that refer to Vic Fangio for help. You know, the coaches of this league that after they play a team, they call Vic Fangio, what did you do to help us, you know, design the scheme? Well, you know, what were your keys? What did you? Vic's system is recognized as one of the best in the National Football League. Now, then again, that's great. But now do you have players that can understand that system and play that system? He will be kind of willing to give up 4 or 5 yards on the running game. He's not going to go up a big passing play game. So that's where I would say I'm going to watch his defensive line number one because they must control the line of scrimmage.
All right, Jaws. Well, you could, Jaws will be on NBC Sports Philly pre and post, but will be with us 4 o'clock on Fridays all year long. We appreciate you,
every
man.
Week.
Oh, but wait a minute. Before I let you go, are they going to win tonight or what?
I've got a 30-27 Eagles.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Hey, we'll take it.
This could be a crazy game. You know, no one's talked about the Packers all week. I've been listening to these shows. The Packers come in as a good football team.
Yes,
sir.
They put
48 in the Cowboys in the playoffs. They were leading the 49ers with a minute to go in a playoff game. They got them knocked out. So they're not some bunch of slappies that are down in there in Brazil. They're a good football team. So this is going to be a good football game tonight.
Absolutely. All right, Jaws, thank you for joining us, man. Look forward to talking all season long.
Looking forward to a great season, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Jaws. All right, 215-592-9494. Now, I know there's a lot of people, 215-592-9494. I know there's a lot of people getting out of work.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Do you think people are going to tailgate at the Link?
Of course.
Tonight?
If they allow them to.
So you're on your way. Essentially, it's a football Friday. We have Eagles opener tonight for the first time on a Friday night. What are you excited to see tonight? Me, I'm looking forward to see Saquon Barkley, Ike, Jalen Hurts. Jack, for some insane reason, is excited to see the defense.
I'm a glutton.
Yeah, he is a glutton. What are you excited to see? 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Jack tells you how you can have him and Brent Salah come to your house.
I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it sounds like a good prize.
Hanging out. The ultimate home gating giveaway going on right now at your local Acme's. And everyone knows that when I watch the Eagles at home, I get Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway, presented by Miller Lite, including a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and Birds legend Brent Celek and yours truly watching an Eagles game at your house. That's a pretty big prize. For info and participating Acme markets, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
So a gentleman just came over here and gave Ike like a Thor hammer.
Yes.
And we're dead.
Dude, that thing is so heavy.
This is like a Thor hammer. Pick that up there.
That hammer is for real.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop.
Pause.
It's like hefty. Yes. Do you think he made this?
Yeah, he did make it. Handmade. Gentleman named Greg. He didn't want me to have his last name, and he didn't want to come on the air. But
okay,
he's a big listener to the show.
Yeah,
he's a big fan. So how about that? Fans, I'm telling you, man. Fans come up with the coolest stuff.
The hammer is real.
Yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
He even worked the union into the 4-for-4 on the other side.
Yeah, there you go.
He did.
That's there good. You go.
He did.
Now, if they lose, don't hit that through your TV, all right?
That's what I'm saying. This thing could be dangerous at the house, man.
That is too heavy for you to have in your hand during the game. 215-592-9494. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
All Ziggy. Right. I'm doing awesome. Listen,
good
I
year.
Can't wait. What I'm looking forward to most of all are our team punching these pieces of trash Green Bay Packers in the mouth tonight.
All right. All right.
Because, let me tell you why, a couple of days before training camp opened, I got the birds to win the NFC at plus 675, okay? As of yesterday. Now, keep in mind how much they were blowing up. Vegas was blowing up old Green Bay. As of yesterday morning, the Eagles are down to plus 550. And Green Bay's up to plus 760.
Cash out.
So they're playing with you. And then they come out with this 10.5 over-under. We got a really good team, fellas. We're going to punch them in the mouth, and there's going to be blood on the grass.
There we go.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, now we got about 3 hours before this game starts. 4 hours now. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 hours. It's 4:15, 4:13 now.
Yeah, but this is about the time that you crack open the
front. Yeah,
well, he started at 1.
Yeah, well, listen, some people start earlier, but it's around this time that I think most people are starting to hit the Ike juice.
Yeah, I just wanted him to know, Ziggy to know, to hang in there. We still got the game to get to.
That's my biggest concern. Like, again, I haven't watched an Eagles game from home in a while. They like to indulge in a few.
Oh, yeah, dude. At the night games?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, as somebody who has watched games at home for a long time now, you night game, you get a drink before the first half.
It's over.
It's halftime. It gets tough. You know, it gets tough to stay up.
That'd be a different experience for me this year.
Watching games at home.
Well, I've never – this will be the first year I don't have a post-game show to do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm sorry for everybody out there. Yes, there will be no Eagles post-game show.
Yeah, be –
that not on WIP, the one you normally see me on.
On the
Eagles website. Yes, on the Eagles website, so – send all your letters and complaints to the Eagles. Just saying.
It's not Ike's fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, you're watching both
one
games.
One NovaCare way.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's not my fault. But
did they take the worm out when you?
Oh, yeah, they took the worm out. Now, that's the one good thing. My tweets may be on fire a little bit later.
Sure.
They're going to say, who canceled this post-game show?
My tweets may be a little different now.
Yep. There's going to be emails going around with the red exclamation point. Important.
Yep.
Whose decision was it to cancel this post-game show?
Love it.
First, they lost the worm out of you, and then Elliott's worm doesn't work in Brazil.
It clearly doesn't. He's very critical. He's upset about the Devin White situation.
Upset about the Devin White thing. Picked the Packers.
Yep.
You know,
And it's not. It doesn't travel to international waters.
No. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, you're on WIP.
I was in a great mood, and then I heard Elliott. There is something wrong with him. I think he picked up a parasite down there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot wrong with Elliott. What specifically are you upset about?
We have three offensive linemen that are all pro bowlers. We have a center who's very good at guard, and I'm sure is going to be very good at center. I'm not saying he's going to be Hall of Famer. That's four out of five linemen that are studs. How many teams would wish they had one, maybe two pro bowlers? We have three. And Elliott's big worry is our offensive line. I get really confused by him sometimes.
Well, I think his concern – now, first of all, I don't think you can say Cam Jurgens is a stud at center. Playing center is very different than playing guard. But I think Elliott's biggest concern is from a depth standpoint, that if one of these guys goes down – that typically we've had. Now, I think it's fair to say that in the past, we haven't known that we've had the depth that we've had until we have to use it. You know, those guys that were not starting, I don't think that we were particularly confident in until they were actually playing football. But I think Elliott's concern is that the first guard off the bench may be a a fourth-round rookie from Michigan. You know, I think that is the concern from Elliott. Not necessarily the starters, you know?
Well, let's burn that bridge when we get to it, Sam. We're going to go down there. We're down there already.
Yeah, we're down.
We're going to get some fun. I'm so odd. You know, I can't stand these weekday games when I have to try to work. I haven't been able to get a damn minute work done today. I'm so fired up. I'm so happy. I can't believe it's football season. By the way, Rios, wherever you are, I want to give you the biggest hug ever. That is a Foxhole guy if I've ever seen one.
For sure.
And man, oh man, this is I don't know how to describe opening day for the Eagles to me. It's like Christmas when I was a kid, wrapped up with Easter when I was a kid, wrapped up with my prom night, if you know what I mean. All put together.
So nothing happened at all?
Yeah. So a letdown?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You set us up for that one.
I did go to Catholic school, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you think a win tonight? You're going win.
You know, they are still a talented team. They still have stud players everywhere you look. Yeah, last year was bad, but you know what? Those coaches are gone. That season is gone. 2016, we looked horrible. 2017, we started out 10-1 and went to the Super Bowl. Every year is different. And right now, I am looking at all of the prognosticators, except for a couple Nick Wrights in the world who I don't know what they're thinking about. All saying the Eagles are a top-5 team. I'm feeling so good about this game, and I'll tell you what. Green Bay got a false sense of security last year because they came on late. Jordan Love stunk in the beginning half, so it's still in there. And yes, Jalen Hurts didn't have his greatest year, but I'm telling you, everybody last year, something was wrong with their head. This is a new year. We're going to come out strong, and we're going to reannounce to the NFL the Eagles are back, baby. E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
There you go.
Now, from now on, the calls from now on, we need only strong Eagles.
Yeah, DBs.
Yeah, and I think we're in the period where they have been strong. I think for the last half hour or so, but nothing weak.
Well, and the thing that people have to realize, they're not taking your calls in the pregame show.
No,
there's no even an hour and 40 minutes to get your Eagles chance out.
Yeah, you're insulting Elliott. You want to insult Elliott?
Always.
Keep your Eagles chance. So, the man.
I lost it.
I
was going to say something. It's weird that Kelsey's not playing tonight.
Like, it is.
It's the first time he hasn't started or haven't entered a season with him since 2010. Like, he's obviously been through a lot here. And like, it's just going to be a new center out there tonight.
Yeah, I think. And then when we don't have BG next year, I mean, those are the two guys that you say this era of Eagles football, it's really like four different eras of Eagles football that both those guys have been playing through, you know? I did have something else.
Again.
It's good.
Yeah, but
was it around the game?
Nah, it was around the game. I don't think it was offense related.
Mm. Back to the defense?
Yeah, but it's completely gone. Whatever. What are you going to do? All right. Coming up next. Now, we normally give our picks at 5:30.
Yes.
But Ike's going to have to get over to the pregame show a little bit earlier, so we're going to do our picks at 4:30. And then the most important pick we have, which is Tommy from down the shore, will give his pick after we give ours. We haven't heard from Tommy since the Eagles lost to the before the Eagles lost to the Bucks.
Besides the text line contributions.
Yes, of course.
But a true Tommy call with the true Rios call with the true Chuck
I mean,
call?
He's from down the shore. What's he been doing all summer?
I don't.
Is he in Brazil?
Mm-mm.
So, and we want to know from you.
I don't think they serve bologna over there.
I don't know. They might. I don't know. And we want to hear from you. What is your pick for tonight's game? But also, what are you most excited to see? 215-592-9494. This hour is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator, to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. We are live from Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Join Ava Graham a week from today, next Friday night, for an Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, and win tickets to the home opener.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.